Hello, church. Thanks for tuning in to our weekly podcast. Our focus this year is on the great commandment that we should love God and love all people. This week, we continue our discussion on love, marriage, and communication. Today, we will be looking at James chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, which says, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." In this verse, James gives us three directions. First, be quick to hear. Second, be slow to speak. And third, be slow to anger. The reason James gives us is that our anger does not achieve the righteousness of God. For many of us, we do the exact opposite. We are slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to anger. I believe God gave them in this particular order for a reason. We first need to be quick to hear. If we listen, then we will be slow to speak. And last, if we are listening and we are slow to speak, then we will find ourselves slow to anger. So firstly, God wants us to be quick to hear. I think that God gives us this command first because it is foundational for the other two. I know that listening has been, and at times still is, a struggle for me. Like many people, as soon as the first few words are spoken by someone, I have started jumping to conclusions. I assume I know what they plan to say and how they plan to get there. As such, I start diverting my attention from what they're saying to my own thoughts so I can prepare my speech. This is especially true if I get into a debate or an argument. But God wants us to listen. So instead of developing our next argument or thinking about what we want to say, we should just be listening. Also, in our society, listening is often equated with love. So as we concentrate on loving all people this year, we need to take the time and listen to them. It isn't always easy, since listening requires us to give up some of our time and our preferences. So instead of jumping to conclusions and queuing up our response, we should make every attempt to listen to what others are saying. Listening, like any other skill, takes time to develop. I know that I have been working on my listening skills for the last few years, and I still have a long way to go. We must understand that change usually does not happen overnight, but it is still a worthwhile pursuit. Also, by listening, we can start to clear up some miscommunications. Personally, I believe a lot of our miscommunications happen because we fail to truly listen to others. So often when people talk to us, especially our spouses, they say things that can be taken both negatively and positively. Many of us assume the negative and react in a way that is displeasing to God and not beneficial for our relationships. Now, if we digest what was said and if we assume the best instead of making snap judgments, we can respond in a loving manner that is pleasing to God. Second, God wants us to be slow to speak. If, like me, you are getting ready to speak before the other person has finished talking, you have already failed. Sometimes I even find myself frustrated that other people are talking so much when I have something profound to say. Well, maybe not profound, but I usually think it's profound until I say it. I think our pride can tell us that what we think is more important than what other people have to say. We also need to make sure our speech is a thought-out response and not a heat-of-the-moment reaction. I know for me, I am more likely to react in a negative manner if I've jumped to conclusions and say something before thinking. I am far likelier to sin when I react before thinking. Now, if I listen and I really digest what others are saying before I respond, my response is usually more loving and more pleasing to God. So we need to ensure that our speech is not a reaction to what we have heard, but a thought-out response to what we have heard. When we react quickly before thinking, we are often going to react in the wrong manner. But if we think about our response, and if we pray about our response, it is likely to be a loving response. Last but not least, we should be slow to anger. If we take the time to really listen and we are slow to speak, I believe that this third command becomes much easier. Instead of jumping to conclusions and making snap judgments, we can really digest what others say. Instead of reacting in anger, which results in unrighteousness, we can respond with love, and then when we do so, we will achieve the righteousness of God. So as we try to love all people this year, remember, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, mercy, and grace. Thank you for sending your Son to the cross and saving me from my sins. Let me take your word into my heart and become more like you. Please help me this week put into practice what I have learned by being quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Let all my interactions be full of the same love, mercy, and grace you have shown me, and help me to love you and love all people more and more this year. I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.